And our scripture today is taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Well, good morning once again. I know some people seem a little sick this morning. It tends to be that time of year as well, and that includes me. So if I cough a little bit, don't worry, I'm not too sick, so I can still shake your hand and such. But I know a lot of you are experiencing some colds this season. Let's pray before we begin. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, this privilege to open your word, especially during a season of Advent where we anticipate the celebration of Christmas, the arrival of Jesus. And so, Lord, as we dig deeper into the topic of hope, may we truly understand what hope means for us as a corporate body and for us as individual followers of you. Thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today's sermon is all about hope. As you probably noticed from us lighting the candle of hope and this sermon called Hope in the Darkness. As usual, I'd like to invite you to open up your sermon notes if you enjoy doing that. And you can hopefully follow along with the sermon. But as I get started, I want to ask a few questions. Are you all getting excited for Christmas? Yes, yes, yes. I think we can all start to smell it, or at least we can smell the crisp air outside. We can see the snow coming, and so Christmas is coming, and with Christmas comes Advent, of course. So if you haven't stepped foot into a church service for quite some time, this time of year, of course, is Advent, and we're going to be going through various topics to remind us about the anticipation of the coming of Jesus. This week is hope, next week love, and then joy, peace, and of course, Christmas Eve, which we're all looking forward to. But today's theme is on hope. And as I thought about hope, I understand that people all over the world are looking for hope. All over the world. And I think about especially in the media. In the past decade, for example, we see a big increase in movies about superheroes, Superman, Batman, a lot of these superheroes. And I think besides the action and the memories of reading these comic books when we were kids, I think one of the main reasons people enjoy these movies is because they give us hope. In fact, the origin story behind the most well-known superhero of all time, Superman, sort of talks about that hope. The story goes like this. On June 2nd, 1932, Jerry Siegel, who was one of the main creators of Superman, his father Mitchell, a Jewish immigrant from Lithuania, died during a nighttime robbery at his Cleveland secondhand clothes store. The 60-year-old Mitchell fell to the ground during the robbery and died. According to the police report, gunshots were heard. 6 years later, Superman was created. Even the famous S you see on Superman's chest is apparently the Kryptonian symbol for hope. That's what the comic book creators wanted to say. Now people all over the world are familiar with that symbol and what superheroes, especially Superman, brings, a message of hope. So as we start Advent, this first topic with hope, I want us to be reminded of hope. And regardless of your background, I think we can all sort of define hope in a similar way. I want to take the dictionary definition of hope, which says, it's a feeling of expectation for something to happen, and I think that especially relates to this Advent season. So before I want to get into the meat of the passage, I want to ask a question. The question is simply this: what do you hope for this Christmas? Now, we're all different ages, different life stages, some with children at home, some with grandkids. What do you hope for Christmas? Maybe for the children, if they were still in this room, they would say they hope for this toy they've been asking, this big toy or a nice toy. Maybe for the teenager, it may be the hope that there's lots of food, or maybe their favorite dish made. And for the adults in the room, which are pretty much all of us, it may be the hope is simply that we get our shopping done in time, or that our family or close friends will be with us during the Christmas season. Now, hope is something that usually can bring people together. A common mission, a common hope can bring people together. When a group of people have this common hope together, they can create something incredible. This is the same for the church. As followers and worshipers of Jesus, we have the same hope, which is, of course, Jesus. Now, this message today, unlike some messages before, is not going to have a main scripture passage. If you follow along in your sermon notes, you'll see many different ones, all talking about the same topic. But for this message today, we're going to split it into two sections. The first one is going to talk about our hope is in Jesus. And the second section is simply what that means for the church. Through it all, our goal for this message is to look to Jesus and his word as the source of all hope for us. So if you follow along, our first one is talking about hope in Jesus. So this past week on Facebook, I asked some people I know, when you hear the word hope, what do you hear? When you hear the word hope, what do you hear? Here are some responses that I got. Hope is a light in the darkness. Hope is envisioning a desire being fulfilled. Hope is Jesus. Hope is two words. Hang on. Hang on. Although these are people who know me to some degree, I think we can relate to some of these. Hang on, Jesus, envisioning a desire being fulfilled, and of course, a light in the darkness. I want to touch on a couple of these as we go through God's word and see what he actually has to say about these. The sermon itself, as you can see behind me and in your bulletin, is called A Hope in the Darkness. And I titled it that way because I think we tend to not feel hope, to feel the most hopeless in the darkness. And I think Jesus knew this as well. Jesus says this in John 8:12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Light gives us hope. One of my favorite things about Christmas, the Christmas season, the Advent season, is the light in the darkness. Now, sometimes literally on Christmas Eve, as we sing Silent Night with the candles, we see the light as all the lights in here are out. Or we see the Christmas lights on houses as you drive or you walk around. There's something that gives us hope when we see light in the darkness. Jesus declares that he is the light of the world, and if you are a follower of him, you are never walking in darkness, but have the light of life. We have seen the light, although not fully. We have seen it. We are witnesses of that light if you are a Christian today. Joni Erickson Tada said this: the best we can hope for in this life is a knothole peek at the shining realities ahead. Yet a glimpse is enough. It's enough to convince our hearts that whatever sufferings and sorrows currently assail us aren't worthy of comparison to that which waits over the horizon. Now, the Bible itself tells a lot about hope, and as I said before, we'll be going through various passages. So if you want to follow along, feel free to. Romans 15:13 says this: may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. 1 Peter 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. in his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Psalm 25:5, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Psalm 25:21, may integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. And a last one here, Psalm 42:5, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Now, we could stay a lot of time on just one of those passages, but I think those passages tell us a lot about the hope that we have in Jesus. And this hope that we hold on to is not blind hope. It is hope with and in Jesus, who will sustain us till the end. Not if we can hold on to Jesus, but that Jesus will hold on to us. Philippians 1:6 says this, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. John 10:27-29, the words of Jesus, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. The hope that we have in Jesus is not that we will hold on to Jesus, but rather that Jesus is holding on. The hope that we have in Jesus is not that our faith is great, but that his faithfulness is great. The hope that we have in Jesus is not that we will provide, but that Jesus will provide, and he has provided. Because of Jesus, we are eternally secure. And because of that, Christians should be the most hopeful people on the planet. That brings me to the second part of this message, which is talking about the church. You see, we should be the most hopeful people on the planet, but sometimes we are not. So I think we need a reminder here. As we anticipate Christmas, as we anticipate seeing a light in the darkness, Jesus also calls us to be light, to be givers of that hope in the darkness. Paul in Colossians 1 says this, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you are in Christ, if you are a Christian, God has decided, he has chosen to reveal himself to you, the glorious riches of the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus in Matthew 5:14-16 says this, you are the light of the world. These are followers of Jesus. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So we've heard that Jesus is the light of the world, but we've also heard that we are the light of the world. Both are truths, not contradictions, for God's word cannot contradict itself. We need to remember this, though, because Jesus is the source of light. Only he can make something light. There can only be light if God has declared there to be light, to be hope. And the main reason we are to be light is not so people like us more. The main reason that we are to be light is not so we can become more popular. The main reason is clear in this passage. We are to be light so that through our deeds, people will glorify God. So we have seen hope as a light in the darkness, but of course the Bible doesn't stop there in talking about light. It also mentions in Hebrews 6:19 that we see this hope is called an anchor for the soul. Hebrews 6:19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. R.C. Sproul wrote that hope is called the anchor of the soul because it gives stability to the Christian life. But hope is not simply a wish. I wish that such and such would take place. Rather, it is that which latches on to the certainty of the promises of the future that God has made. So as the church, we need to think about what we do with that hope. Romans 15:2 is clear that we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Now, how you act and what you say is a reflection of the hope that you have in Jesus. Our lives must show the hope that we have. However, sometimes we have a hard time remembering that hope. So our question must be, how can we be reminded of that hope? How do we remind ourselves of that hope? In situations that seem dark and situations that seem great, how do we remind ourselves of that hope? Number one, maybe obvious, but we need to be reminded. Read your Bible. Romans 15:4 says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." If you are feeling hopeless, we are taught to look at God's word as the thing that provides that hope. Unfortunately, what Satan loves to do is to distract us, distract God's people from looking into God's word. He will distract you by whatever means possible from getting into the Bible. We know this. Something goes wrong in our lives. We are in the midst of darkness, and the last thing we want to do is open this. The last thing we want to do. But we must fight. Fight for the hope that we see in Jesus by opening to the scriptures where he is most revealed. Seeing hope come off each page, each word, filling our souls, and giving us more reason to have Jesus as our highest treasure. Don't just read it either, but pray it. Pray it when it is just you. Pray the words of God with a Christian friend. Fight for the times to get into your Bible, to pray your Bible, and to live out your Bible. The second way we can remind ourselves of the hope we have in Jesus is, again, pretty self-explanatory. Set our eyes on Jesus. Set your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12, 1-3 says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." God's will for your life is not for you to do it alone. His will for your life is to set your eyes on Jesus in all aspects of your life. Set aside the things that distract you from him, the sin that so easily entangles you from seeing him, and run to Jesus. Set your eyes, your whole life direction on Jesus so that you can have hope. Remind yourself who you are in Jesus. Remind yourself who you are in Christ. You are a child of God in Christ. You are chosen. You are loved. You are made holy in Christ. You have the greatest hope in the world in Christ. J.I. Packer, author and professor from BC, he writes this, "The Christmas message is that there is hope for a ruined humanity. Hope of pardon, hope of peace with God, hope of glory. Because at the Father's will, Jesus became poor and was born in a stable so that 30 years later he might hang on a cross. For the church, hope is in Jesus. This hope is latched onto Jesus, not onto us. We don't hold on to Jesus, he holds on to us. The hope that we have this Christmas isn't in the weather, although we might want just a little white Christmas, not a big white Christmas. Or in the gift that we want, although we might have asked for a nice gift. Or even in our will to get things done. Our hope is in Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, while we are not faithful, is faithful until the end. Jesus will bring us home safely with an all faithful love and hope." I want to end with this, Romans 15:13. You heard this earlier. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." This is my prayer for us as a church, that the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. Abound in hope this Christmas season by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we can glorify and make great our Savior. Run to Jesus when things seem hopeless. Run to Jesus, who is the light of the world. Know that God will not let you go if you are in Christ. And remember how you are also light, bringing light to a dark world in need of Jesus. This Christmas, my prayer is that we don't get distracted by the busyness, but set our hearts and our minds on Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Jesus, for being the example of how we are to live our lives. Father, we thank you for sending your Son many, many years ago to display love, grace, mercy, and hope. Father, this Advent season, may we not be burdened by the pressures of the world, but may we rest on you, look to you, fight to get into your word, and look to you, just for everything each day, leading up to Christmas and beyond. So Lord, we thank you for this day and this time. In Jesus' name, amen.